Hello? Hello? You're not going crazy. You can hear my voice. Right? Unless I'm going crazy, and I think that I'm talking, but I'm talking in my head. Hey, can you hear me? Good, good. If I did all this work and you couldn't hear me, that would have been really bad. No, you're not going crazy. And before you say it, I did not learn how to speak through your mind. Oh, that'd be really, really cool. Okay, so don't be alarmed. And don't think that I'm crazy. None of us are crazy. I found a way into your walls, and I thought it would surprise you. You know, to tell you something really important. And now I'm stuck. No, I'm being serious. Which is weird for me because I don't really like to do that. But lucky for me, you so happen to be near a vent that I can't fit through. But you can hear me, and that's all that matters. Don't get me wrong. I would love to get out of here. You know, I guess it would have been better if I knocked on your door. Do you even know who this is? You can't see me. Of course, you know who I am. I'm not really forgettable. Although, if you didn't remember my voice, that would complicate things. So there was an opening, kind of outside and under your house. I just kind of tunneled my way in from the opening. I thought this would be a lot easier than, coming through the front door. So clearly I didn't think this through. But I have a present for you. It's a cupcake. Let me just push this through the vent. Well, your cupcake's kind of ruined now. Which is probably for the best because, I probably had some dust and cobwebs in here I wasn't really aware of. Let me just push open this. Maybe. Oh, this vent just comes right off. It wasn't really screwed in all the way, huh? Maybe your cupcake was still salvageable. And I wouldn't have had to, you know, make your vent dirty. Oh, this is a great start. Maybe I can fit through. No, I already see myself getting stuck. No, you don't need to call anyone. I'm sure I can find my way out. After some maneuvering. I did all this because I miss you. Of course I'm not joking. I do miss you. I miss you so much. If you were over here, I would pinch your cheeks and hold your hand and I would look you in the eyes and tell you I'm in love with you. But I still love you. And I never want to be away from you. Oh, I could have gone about this a whole different way. You know what? I can at least put my arm through here. No, I'm gonna get stuck. This is a really small vent. And it's weird that it leads right into your wall instead of a... I don't know how vents work. No, I'm not leaving until I tell you what I wanted to tell you. I love you and miss you. That's been established. And I don't know what I did for you to break up with me. I want to work on us. I want to be better for you. What do you mean? I get it. Sometimes I can be a little too much. But I promise I'll tone down the strangeness. I guess I could have started that by going through the door. But I wasn't sure if you would let me in and hear me out. Sorry. I think I got some dust in my throat. But I'm fine. I'm fine. This will prove that I love you. And that you can believe me. Yeah, by staying in your walls. This shows you that I am committed. Oh. I guess people don't really dust inside their walls. I mean, I don't dust inside my walls. You know, I thought this would be really funny, but this is kind of turning a little, uncomfortable. Here, why don't you get closer? You know, you could kind of lay on the ground and... maybe you can see me. Just ignore the cupcake. I'll get you more later. Dust. So much dust. I think it's my kryptonite. I shouldn't have told you that. But of course I'll tell you that because I love you and... I want you to know my weaknesses, so if I ever become too powerful, you can stop me. Now, you see the sincerity in my eyes? My love for you? And the irritation caused by the dust? Weird words. I'm committed to you. And I'm sorry for embarrassing you and in front of everyone you cared about. Unless you still care about them. Then everyone you care about. If it makes you feel better, I'll apologize to them. I'll tell them that what I did was... it was stupid. I just really thought I could juggle. And I can't juggle. Oh, that day made it very clear. So when we're at gatherings and when you're near your loved ones, I'll tone it down and I won't break anything else. I understand. You have to think about it. You take all the time you need. Because I am a considerate person. And I love you. So, just reconsider all of this. And after you're done reconsidering, if you still don't want to be with me, I'll understand. I'll leave you alone to your thoughts now. I'll just take the rest of this cupcake. Sorry about your vent. Now, how do I get out of here?